Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. President Biden has said he'll always defend the right to free speech, but that order must prevail as demonstrations continue at universities across the United States over the conflict in Gaza. He was speaking after police dismantled a pro-Palestinian camp at the University of California's LA campus. At least 200 people were arrested. Our correspondent Helena Humphrey is on the campus.
There continues to be the presence of the LA Police Department here. Some of them have rubber bullets still with them. The idea is to continue to keep the campus calm. We've heard from the dean of the university, and she has said that our community is clearly hurting right now. People aren't able to speak to each other. There's a polarization, and that they felt that they had no choice but to dismantle an encampment because it was disrupting student life. Students couldn't go about their classes.
Turkey says it's stopping all trade with Israel, citing the worsening humanitarian situation in Gaza. Ankara says all imports and exports will be suspended until the Israeli government allowed an uninterrupted and sufficient flow of aid. Here's Paul Moss.
There have been times when Israel really valued its relationship with Turkey, one of the few predominantly Muslim countries with which it has full diplomatic relations. The two also have a free trade deal. But the conflict in Gaza was always going to jeopardise ties. Last month, Turkey said it had been refused permission to drop aid into Gaza and responded by introducing restrictions on trade. Now it seems all imports and exports from Israel have been blocked. Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, said this was how a dictator behaves and they will lose.
The Syrian Defence Ministry says 8 soldiers have been injured by an Israeli airstrike on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. Syrian state media say the strike hit a building operated by Syrian security forces. The Israeli military said it could not comment. Apple has announced that its quarterly revenues have fallen, with global sales of its most important product, the iPhone, dropping by 10% compared to this time last year. Michelle Fleury reports.
Apple's quarterly revenue fell as it reported sales for the last 3 months of more than $90 billion. Its single biggest business, the iPhone, isn't expanding as quickly as it did. Compared to this time last year, iPhone sales fell 10%, even as the global market expanded. Apple also faces challenges in its third biggest market, China. There, the iPhone faces fierce competition from homegrown rival Huawei. With investors wondering where Apple's future growth will come from, the tech giant's chief executive, Tim Cook, has promised to unveil new generative AI innovations in the future.
World News from the BBC. The Hollywood actress Halle Berry has joined a group of senators in Washington to announce new legislation to promote menopause research and education. The bill is sponsored by both Democrats and Republicans. It would divert almost $333 million to raising awareness of the hormonal shift that women go through, mainly in their 40s and 50s. A hydroelectric dam has collapsed in southern Brazil after days of heavy rains that have killed at least 31 people. At least 26 people are missing and 15,000 have been forced to leave their homes since the storms began on Saturday. Dozens of cities and towns have been flooded across the state of Rio Grande do Sul. The dam burst triggered a 2-metre wave that caused panic and further damage in areas that were already underwater. Gangs that control most of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, have launched a violent wave of attacks against police and innocent civilians, prompting hundreds of people to flee the most affected neighbourhoods. These displaced residents described what they saw.
They were shooting very intensely with heavy weapons. So it's a hellish situation that we've been experiencing. They've been setting fire to things non-stop.
We experienced a very difficult night with a lot of shooting.
The incidents come a week after the installation of a transitional council, which hopes to bring unity to the country and organise new presidential elections. World cricket's governing body, the ICC, has banned the West Indies batsman Devon Thomas for 5 years for breaching anti-corruption rules. Thomas admitted to 7 offences, the most serious of which was being party to match-fixing attempts in Sri Lanka's domestic league in 2021. The 34-year-old last played cricket for the West Indies about 2 years ago and has played more than 30 times across all international formats. BBC News.